often, no matter who you are, we get caught up in the materialism of this world. And don't get me wrong, there's some great material possessions that obviously can make you happier to an extent. That's not what true happiness is. And as Alexander the Great said, we come into this world empty-handed and we leave this world empty-handed.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you all things personal finance. This is the show where I share strategies, tips, and tricks on how to get your money working for you, not only harder, but smarter. Because after all, we're all here to get financial freedom, right? So we can create the lives of our dreams. And that generally takes money and time. And today, I want to share a story. It's a little different today, but I want to share a story. And that's a story about Alexander the Great. And on his deathbed, Alexander the Great summoned his generals and told them his three final wishes. Those wishes were: the best doctor should carry his coffin, the wealth he accumulated should be scattered along the procession to the cemetery, and his hands should be hanging outside the coffin for all to see. Of course, one of his generals, who was surprised by these unusual requests, asked Alexander the Great to explain. And this is what he said: I want the best doctors to carry my coffin to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors in the world have no power to heal. Two, I want the road to be covered with my treasure so that everybody sees that material wealth acquired on earth stays on earth. Three, I want my hands to swing in the wind so that people understand that we come to this world empty-handed and we leave this world empty-handed after the most precious treasure of all time is exhausted, and that is time. This just really hit me. I thought this was a wonderful story to share for anyone on a journey of financial freedom. You know, I think often, no matter who you are, we get caught up in the materials of this world, right? The materialism of this world. And don't get me wrong, there's some great material possessions that obviously can make you happier to an extent, right? But it's not the end all. That's not what true happiness is. And as Alexander the Great said, you know, we come into this world empty-handed and we leave this world empty-handed. And so to me, the real benefit and the real end goal of financial freedom is not the money. Obviously, you need the money to an extent to be able to live your life and do the things you want to do. But the real goal, the real treasure that you're trying to accomplish with financial freedom is time. Because time is the most scarce resource on earth. We all have a limited, a finite amount of time. And so to be able to get more of our time back to do the things that we want with the people we want, and when we want to do that, that to me is the greatest gift that financial freedom gives. It's time freedom, right? And so I think that's what we all need to focus on. Stop focusing on, you know, so-and-so got a new house, so-and-so got a new car, they go on trip every month. Obviously, those are things that you can obtain, but I think the main goal should be about the time, because it's so scarce. The time that we can do the things with the people we love, that's going to come from putting in the work early so you can get that time back in the future. And the earlier you put the work in, the earlier that you might suffer up front, and the more time in the back end you get to do what you want with who you want when you want. All right, everybody, I just wanted to share this story. I came across and it really hit me. It really just shows me what the real goal, the real treasure of financial freedom is. All right, everybody, as always, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, have your money work hard for you so you can have that time freedom to do what you want with who you want and when you want. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.